It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks hit the road in the Pacific Northwest with their fourth and final game of their season series against the Seattle Kraken. San Jose has never won a game in the city of Seattle since the Kraken came into the NHL. They are lifetime 0-4 in this building, including a 7-1 loss in Seattle at Climate Pledge Arena on November 22nd this season. Mikael Granlund brings a 9-game point scoring streak into tonight's action. Over the course of that span, he has 2 goals and 8 assists. And on the other side of the ice, a couple of wins in a row for the Kraken against Anaheim on the road, and most recently on Tuesday, a 5-0 home victory against the Arizona Coyotes with Philip Grubauer picking up the shutout. Otterer Bjorkstrand, who always seems to play his best hockey against the Sharks, has a 4-game point scoring streak with a goal and 6 assists in that span. And young Shane Wright, on recall from the American Hockey League, has 3 goals and 1 assist in the team's last 2 games, including game-winning tallies in each of the last 3 Seattle victories. That includes a 4-2 win against the Sharks on April the 1st, in which Wright got the game-winning tally.
Done with the puck, former St. Louis Blue tosses to the right. Here's Shane Wright, moves it to center, gets a tip back, could be a 2-on-1, throws it on the right. Here's Eberle moving in, Wright shoots, score! Shane Wright makes it 3-1 Kraken on a couple of quick plays by the two forwards. Eberle, a nice return feed when everybody thought he was going to shoot the puck, and the Kraken lead by 2 again.
Meanwhile, the Sharks are looking to improve on their recent play. After a great win against the St. Louis Blues, they dropped the next game to the Arizona Coyotes, and then on Tuesday, they definitely weren't at their best against Calgary. Things started off pretty well when William Eklund gave the Sharks a 1-0 lead.
Right now, here comes Nazem Kadri for Calgary, moving into the Sharks zone, runs into the traffic, combination of Zetterlund and Ferraro knocked it free, and that'll be picked back up by Eklund, throws it across Granlund, lead for Zetterlund, moves in, lead pass, Eklund in, shoot, score! William Eklund gets behind the defense, a perfect pass from Zetterlund, and his backhand chance gets by Dustin Wolf. At 7:22 of the first period, William Eklund gets his 16th of the season, and the Sharks lead 1-0.
Then Mike Hoffman made a solid defensive play. The puck wound up on Jacob McDonald's stick, and like Eklund, he used the backhand to make it 2-0.
The Sharks have to be content with dumping it into the offensive zone. And the change coming. Hoffman just stole it. Feeds in front, and a score! McDonald gets it after Hoffman stole it, and a beautiful backhand shot by Jacob McDonald makes it 2-0 Sharks at 2:22 of the second period.
While the Sharks were going 0-for-4 on the power play, the Flames would score twice on the man advantage, including a game-tying goal by Nazem Kadri with about 5 minutes to play in the second period.
Rebound near boards. Kadri turns, twists, holds the puck, feeds back to Uyghur on the point. He's got 19 goals. Gives it to Sharon Govich down low. Chance for Mangiapane's side of the goal. Now it's in front. Shot, score! Nazem Kadri gets control of it and snaps it home, tying the game at 2 with a power play goal for the Flames.
But what hurt worse was the Sharks had the man advantage for the final minute 16 of regulation against the Flames and for part of overtime. Unable to score or even generate many chances on net in that situation, they ended up taking a penalty with Mario Ferraro getting a holding call at 2:19 of OT. Then at 2:58, it was Andrei Kuzmenko who got the game-winning goal for the Flames.
Huberdeau. Kuzmenko on the left point has it. He stick handles, gives back to Huberdeau, holds the puck, and Sturm tried to check it away. Shot by Huberdeau blocked, sends it in front. Here's a chance. Kadri turning. Shot, save made. Blackwood! Oh, where's the rebound? They score! Kuzmenko puts it in. Calgary wins 3-2. And it's a power play goal for Calgary, 4-on-3.
After the game, William Eklund had some thoughts about turning things around.
Up to nothing, and we can hold that, and that's something that we're going to work on. You know, we can't keep a place like that. We don't want to here or there. So we got to see what we can do better.
One thing the Sharks definitely have to turn around is the turnovers. There were too many of them in this Calgary game. And Sharks head coach David Quinn admitted that dealing with that during the course of the game sometimes is tough to deal with.
It's frustrating as a coach. You try to control yourself, but when it happens over and over again, sometimes you can't. And it was just one of those nights where we just, forwards, defensemen, it was just a really difficult night managing the puck. We didn't have anybody sharper than our goalie. So there's a lot of reasons that go into that. And I'm fully anticipating a much better performance tonight.
Mario Ferraro agrees. It's pretty tough when the snowball is going in the wrong direction and getting larger against you. But he says that taking control of the game again during the course of times when things aren't going well is the player's responsibility.
Individually, it's different from doing it as a team. Obviously, individually, we gotta make sure that we go out there and have our next best shift. But as a team, I think it's important we just, in the next whistle that we just, remind ourselves we're in a tight game here. They got some momentum. Let's try to weather it a little bit. And collectively, we just do a better job of, being a little bit more simple in that particular time of the game, especially getting pucks deep and keeping it away from the goaltender, getting our forecheck going, just doing the little things. So it's a combination of both, dialing yourself in mentally and as an individual, and then, together as a team, just, recognize that.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge presented by Betway is back. And now it's time to take your shot.
Pastrnak scores!
Face off against family and friends and take aim at predicting this year's playoffs. Whether you're pulling for the Panthers, going big on the Blue Shirts, or seeing stars all the way, who do you think hoists the cup this year? Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at NHL.com/bracket.
The Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Class of 2024 enshrinement ceremony, presented in part by KMBR 680, will be held Monday, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero. The star-studded Class of 2024 inductees include Patrick Marleau, Brian Sabian, John Taylor, Jenny Thompson, and Chris Wondolowski. Tickets for this year's festivities are now on sale at bayshof.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Do you charge an electric vehicle at home? You can charge your EV for less and maximize home energy savings on a PG&E EV rate plan. PG&E EV rate plans offer more affordable electricity prices when energy demand and costs are lowest. This means you could charge your EV for the equivalent of $3.30 per gallon of fuel during off-peak times. Find the EV rate plan that fits your energy needs at pge.com/EV rate plan.
San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The Sharks have never won a game in Seattle. They're lifetime 0-4, and they got blown out the last time that they were here on November 22nd by the score of 7-1. In the series this season, William Eklund leads the Sharks in scoring against Seattle with 3 assists, but Oliver Bjorkstrand has 2 goals and 4 assists, and Eli Tolvanen has 2 goals and 3 assists against San Jose. Puck management was a huge topic of discussion in the course of the last 24 hours, and Mario Ferraro went right back to that when he talked about where the Sharks need to improve from the Calgary game.
I think we got to manage the game a little bit. I think there's a couple moments last game against Calgary where we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. I think our third period wasn't good enough. We hung on for sure, but I think we got pretty lucky at times. So I think just doing a better job, choosing our spots and not trying to chase offense, and our opportunities will present themselves.
Here's how Luke Cunnan saw that Flames contest and where the Sharks need to be better tonight against Seattle.
There just was too much. Turnovers, not skating enough. A lot of areas of our game where I don't think we had the few prior to that, and just get back to, you know, what makes us a good team and have success. And, you know, that's playing a full 60, starting on time, doing all the right things with the puck, you know, making it hard on the other team.
Join Drew Amenda and me for all of the game coverage starting at 6:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.